Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great North Adventures podcast number 7. Today's date's Friday, August 23rd, 2019, and this is my weekly review of my attempt to ride my motorcycle from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. Odometer this week, 39,986 Ks, so that's about 1,100 more than last week. Not too bad, pretty happy with that this week, because we were stationary for 3 or 4 days, so that's not a bad number. We started the week in El Rosalia, Sinaloa, Mexico, and made it to Troncones in Guerrero Negro. During the week, we stayed in Puerto Vallarta, as I said, for 3 or 4 days, met Braden's cousin Chelsea and her son Sebastian, and got some motorcycle work done. Ended the week with two big long days, and we plan on getting on the onion, meaning kind of twisting the throttle a little bit for the next month or so. Some highlights this week. The place in Puerto Vallarta that Chelsea set up for us was super awesome. It was a 3-floor kind of apartment, the roof, the bedroom floor, and then the kitchen and living room floor. Super duper nice, more than we could have asked for. Private parking, room to do some of our wrench work. You know, all the luxuries of a civilized home. So awesome, not to be in anybody else's space and to have a roof. Some really technical driving this week, lots of tight corners, you know, gotta work through the gears. In Puerto Vallarta, they like to use kind of river rocks, big round river rocks, to pave their streets with them and make roadways. So when you're going at slow speed and the rocks are slick, it makes it for some technical driving. And if you've ever been to Puerto Vallarta, you'll know it's quite hilly and steep, and so going up and down is also poses a challenge. Highway 74 going south into Puerto Vallarta, that was a super drive. Nice turns, you know, big winding curves, high speed limit, so that was a lot of fun. And then south from La Ticla, where we were yesterday, for about 140 Ks, it's just hairpin turns in and out of the forest, up and down the hills, right by the seashore. So that was actually some super, super driving that we had just this morning. So really good day, and we weren't really watching the odometer or counting the Ks, as you say, today, just kind of getting after it. One of the lowlights, we got beaten by the rain yesterday. We were in La Ticla again, a nice little surfing town, really cool. We just pulled in, had a nice camping spot, but the rain beat us out, and we ended up taking just a shack of a room with a concrete floor and two beds for 150 pesos, so about 10, 12 bucks Canadian, but that's total, so 6 bucks each, but, you know, it's the dent in the pride that hurts the most. Scariest moment this week, we were camping kind of just outside. Anyways, in a little kind of iffy-looking town. And we're camped out there all day, met some nice local people. They said everything's cool, and then the sun goes down and the darkness comes out. And from the hilltops, you see really high-powered searchlights scanning the road, shining on us, scanning the road, shining on us. And, you know, you do what you do, and you go to bed. And we got woken up in the middle of the night from a guy. It turns out that the searchlights are part of the community guard, the community watch, and so he just came by at 11:30 at night to tell us that everything was going to be great and it was going to be fine and to have a good night. So obviously we woke up with a shock of fright, and but he just said that everything was going to be all good. So, you know, we got eaten by a couple of extra mosquitoes, but everything was turned out to be great. And lots of critters this week. We're in lizard country still, so got all shapes and sizes of little ones. And we're in iguana territory now, so seen some big old mothers crossing the road today, which was pretty cool. Always liked seeing them as kids when we came down here, and still enjoying it. Lots of snake roadkill again. So, you know, I guess we're back in snake territory, and one of the ones that I could kind of ID today was, I think, a green tree viper. lime green, maybe foot, 15 inches long, and really fat. So looked, only got a quick glimpse, but looked like that's what it could have been. And no fishing this week. Been near some water, but just haven't really felt like going out and braving the surf and doing some crazy surf fishing like that. So any of the rivers that we stay by are kind of muddy and dark and brown, and you don't really know what you're stepping in when you're getting in there, what you're fishing for. So decided to kind of take the week off, and maybe we'll get it back at it this week. So as I mentioned earlier, we did a bit of bike maintenance. Gilo Motorsports in Puerto Vallarta. Small little hole in the wall shop, but basically had everything that you could have asked for in terms of motorcycle stuff. We got all the parts that we wanted, oil filters, tires. Braden got a rear taillight assembly. I got a bulb, air filter cleaning stuff. You name it, we got it there. And the only thing they didn't have was fork seals, but that's kind of, I don't know if many shops just carry them offhand. They're kind of a specialty item, in, I think. And without further ado, I cleaned my air filter. I replaced that rear tail light that I got pulled over for last week. So the cops are gonna have to find something real minute to have an excuse to pull us over anymore. Removed, checked, and cleaned the spark plug. So it looks great. I've had it in for about 10,000 Ks. Barely any debris or grime on there. So that looks good. Looks like the engine's burning all the fuel and burning it pretty cleanly. So my economy's been really good. Got the new rear tire on there. They even had the brand that I like, the Kenda K270s. The last set lasted me about 18,000 kilometers. And I'm hoping that this one will do the same. So, not the best in the corners, but off-road and going in a straight line, they're wonderful. Only popped two tubes, or one tube, but then one patch, getting the tire on. So, I'm getting better than my original attempt at putting tires on. So, that's good for me. Did the battery acid on the on the bike, so you just remove the battery and refill it with distilled water, and that creates the battery acid and keeps a full charge on it. I nearly destroyed my license plate this week. Apparently I hit a bump and the tire went close to the license plate holder. I guess the license plate holder shook at the same time and got sucked underneath the fender. So any time that I would hit a bump in the road, my tire would come up and rub my license plate. And so luckily I could hear it, and so a couple of my September and my 21 sticker for my registration are almost rubbed off, but they're still legible. So good thing we didn't lose it, but it's just barely hanging on. So I just added a couple more zip ties and moved it up onto the rear fender. So here we go, let's keep going, and hopefully we can hold on to that. And final thoughts this week, just whenever you're out there eating side of the road tacos or anything, just remember to chew them carefully. I might have to go check out a dentist at some point. We hit a bone the other day, and maybe we'll use the travel insurance. Who knows? We'll see what's up. But thanks, everybody, for listening. Love you lots, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.